Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Rocket Man is a movie that wants to become a musical. Early on in Rocket Man, Sir Elton John reminisces about his youth as Reginald Dwight. That was his given name. And the young Reginald Dwight is played by the remarkable Matthew Isley in his movie acting debut. Reginald grew up in a working-class home in Great Britain. In the movie, the entire neighborhood breaks out in song and dance on the street and sidewalks in a scene right out of The Music Man. Elton John's mother, Sheila, an almost unrecognizable Bryce Dallas Howard in a terrific turn, and grandmother Ivy, a memorable Gemma Jones, hear young Reginald playing the upright piano, picking out melodies by ear from recorded songs in the album collection of his father, Stanley, played by Stephen McIntosh. Piano lessons begin. The boy has such promise that he's enrolled at the Royal Academy of Music. The teen Elton John, played by an excellent Kit Connor, is soon getting gigs, including as a member of Bluesology. Another production number is inspired by Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. As directed by Dexter Fletcher, who completed the directing of another significant rock music biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man provides fascinating insights into the psyche of Elton John, the inspiration and technique of songwriting, and fame and fortune and its cost. Rocket Man is bookended by group therapy sessions in which Elton John recites a laundry list of addictions, discloses how he did and did not deal with his homosexuality, and reveals his misgivings about his upbringing, with his parents presented in a very unfavorable light. John Reed, played by Richard Madden, a manager of Elton John, comes off even worse. Credit screenwriter Lee Hall for keeping it real. Lee Hall is an Oscar nominee for the screenplay for Billy Elliot. It became a 2008 Broadway musical with music by Elton John. Rocket Man yields insights into the songwriting partnership of composer Elton John and lyricist Bernie Taupin, played by an excellent Jamie Bell. Taron Egerton, who was in The Kingsman, is amazing as Elton John. Look for an actor Oscar nomination for Egerton. Rocket Man director Dexter Fletcher sets up many of Elton John's songs as elaborate musical set pieces right out of the golden age of Hollywood. Rocket Man is a spectacular triumph and, coming as it does, with Elton John's autobiography set for October publication and Elton John's multi-year farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which opened in September 2018 at PPL Center, Allentown, Rocket Man is a must-see for Elton John fans. Rocket Man is group therapy, not only for Elton John, but for a generation of fans. To invert a phrase, in the film, his song became your song, and his hits became many of our songs. Don't miss it. Elton John is MPAA rated R for language throughout, some drug use, and sexual content. Opening June 14 are Men in Black International. F. Gary Gray directs Tessa Thompson, Chris Hemsworth, Rebecca Ferguson, and Emma Thompson in the science fiction action comedy. An insider in MIB is the suspect. Shaft. Director Tim Story directs Samuel L. Jackson, Alexandra Shipp, and Regina Hall in the remake of the classic action film, The Dead Don't Die. Jim Jarmusch directs Bill Murray and Adam Driver in the comedy horror film about, you guessed it, zombies invading a small town. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.